Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
It's Customer Appreciation Month at Hot Shots Sports Bar & Grill. Hot Shots has been home to St. Louis sports fans for over 28 years and would not be here without all of their great customers. Right now, you can enjoy a new $6 item every weekday at all Hot Shots locations throughout the month of February. Pair that with Hot Shots daily drink specials and you really can't go wrong. Don't miss out on Customer Appreciation Month at Hot Shots Sports Bar & Grill. Check out HotShotsNet.com for all the details.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug on 590 The Fan
and
InsideSTL.com.
It's 9:16 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After at 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios. Coming up on the STL Tax Lawyer Captain's Log. The drops, well, the cuts of the week, they're so different, it's confusing. And the Hot Shots email today, the morning after, at Inside STL. Icky, what the hell did you just text me? Why did you text me that?
Well, she called off her engagement to her fiancé.
Who did?
Gaga.
Oh, Lord.
And you texted Tim this?
No, I texted him, I think, why they broke up.
Why would he want to know that?
Well, did anyone bring it up?
We were talking about Gaga earlier, and I just thought of that.
Boy, you are obsessed with this lady.
No, I'm not.
Do you think that the door opened for you now?
Yeah, I'm gonna fly to Vegas for a next show and propose.
Well, you never know.
I was away from my phone. Maybe I'm missing other. No, that was just it was one solitary text. Just kind of a thought, and you know, interesting thought. I just sat back down at my laptop, and just like across on iMessage, it shot across my laptop with Iggy's theory as to why Lady Gaga is now single.
Yeah, wow. Just a stream of consciousness on my part.
Yeah, Plowhawk, you were texting me and I was away. I apologize.
Usually stream of consciousness doesn't get texted to Tim.
Well, in this case, it did, buddy.
Did you say this time it did, buddy?
Buddy.
James Carlton is a wonderful sponsor of this program and also the Cat Chat podcast. Tyler O'Neill, the guest this week on the Cat Chat. John Mozeliak, the guest next week on the Tim McKernan Show. Jay Williamson, St. Louis golfer, the guest this week. Dexter Fowler, the guest next week. And we are grateful, both the Cat and I are grateful for his support of our podcast since we started up a year and a half ago. If you're buying a home after you get pre-approved with Ryan Kelly, be sure to get a quote from a top agency and provider of the number one home insurer in North America. 90% of homeowners in Missouri escrow their home insurance with their mortgage and have no idea what they're paying or what they're covered for. Call James today to make sure your biggest asset is protected. The switch is easy. They do all the work for you. Just takes one phone call or apply online at carltoninsurance.net. People do business with James because they like and trust him. Just check out the reviews he gets on Google and Facebook. I switched to James Carlton, and I didn't need to, but I did because I was so impressed by my one experience with him when we needed to get an inside STL car insured and something was going on, and I said, hey, James, can you take care of this? And he did, and it was like, man, there really is a reason why this guy is growing business. There's a difference. Not just everybody can go and sell insurance. James Carlton shows why. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. Call anytime, and you are going to get somebody who is going to answer your call in business hours, and not all businesses do that or say that. It's James Carlton, 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton, State Farm. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today, themorningafter@insidestl.com. That's themorningafter@insidestl.com. radio.com and get involved in this really kind of an award-winning radio program. Just waiting for those particular awards. Charles Barkley last night on From My Money is the best pre- or post-game show going in sports. Tackled the Jesse Smollett situation. Take a listen, Doug, if you would.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
What's the ridiculous one over there that's still living that you would say has no chance of happening?
Two black guys beating a black guy up.
And have a black guy.
That's not on here, man.
You pay him with cash or you write him a check, Chuck. Man,
never bring
America.
Chuck, how?
America. Let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot. If you're gonna break the law, do not write a check.
But you said, Chuck, America.
America, do not write checks when you commit illegal activity.
I cannot believe that we completed, we touched them all right there.
Jesse, you wasted all that damn time and money. You know what you should have did?
What was that?
Just went out in the Liam Neeson neighborhood. You could have solved all your damn problems.
I like the cough at the end.
You know what was great is they were, you could see by the way it was shot and the way Ernie Johnson was talking, they were trying to move him off of that, and he would not budge.
Dude, he's the best thing going. Yeah. I would pay
that
him.
That show's the best thing going. There are times where I'm like, I don't even know what game is their feature game. I just want to watch those guys.
I'm kind of ready to move off the Jesse Smollett story already. I don't think the guy needs to go to jail. I think he needs to pay back the city of Chicago for the investigation, maybe whatever Chicago paid, the overtime that they had to pay to investigate all this. Maybe he should pay back double that amount to the city, do some community service, and let's move on.
And his acting career is pretty much coming
I don't know
to
about
an
that.
End, if, not,
no.
Done.
If he was a conservative, his acting career would be completely done.
I would be
as
so
as a liberal,
shocked.
I don't know. He could be hailed as a hero in some circles there.
Hey, Doug.
But I don't think the guy needs to go to jail. I don't want this to be the entire news cycle again. The guy didn't shoot anybody. He didn't rob, and he only beat up himself. He didn't carjack somebody. What he did was horrible, but I don't think that this needs to be just the dominant story all the time. This is what divides us, that we take these stories and just run with it forever.
Oh, it's going to be a dominant story for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I agree with you. Like, I watch on social media, I had to, like, both sides celebrating this or that or trying to tie it to another heinous thing that was done. It was one guy who did it. Nobody thinks he represents everyone in a certain group. No one who's rational think, oh, because he did this, it means if you try to tie it into something else, I think you're making a big mistake. But yes, it will dominate the news coverage.
He does not represent African Americans. He represents maybe the mentally ill portion of our society. He doesn't represent anybody else.
What about Hollywood entitlement?
Well, I think he was expecting a little bit of that. Yeah, he was expecting
that. I wanted to hook
you
into something.
What he did was horrible, that's for sure. But, there's been a lot worse things go on than this.
I don't know if he's going
to
get
I don't think repaying would
be fine.
Yeah, maybe double the charge.
I do wonder, like, this is why it's fascinating. Like, you read the details of this. Did he think that he was going to get away with it?
Sure.
He really did?
Of course he did. That's why he did it.
He went back to work yesterday, and this is what's going to hurt him with his career. He went back to work yesterday and on the set told all of his co-hosts or his fellow actors that this is all lies. You will find out everything they're saying is a lie. Well, when it all comes out that they're telling the truth, then you just hurt yourself by telling your co-workers that all they're saying is lies. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's got some real mental issues, some really powerful mental issues.
Do you think?
I don't think it was, I want more money for my career. I don't think that. I think it was a political statement.
Well, we got to wait and see. I mean, that's why people are interested in finding out why a guy who seemingly had everything would even do that. I think that's a legitimate question that people have. But does anyone, I don't care if you're on the right or the left, does anyone look at a crime committed by a certain group and then say, there! That proves it. Everyone on the other side is terrible. We got to stop
that. Yeah, a lot of the national media does exactly that. Yeah, they do. And it is terrible. But I think, I really, they're saying his motivation was because he didn't get enough. He wanted to be paid more for the job. I really skeptical about that, too. I think this was just a way. He's got Trump derangement syndrome, you know, completely. I think this was just a way of him trying to make a political statement in that sense. But again, I don't think he needs to go to prison.
It's a false police report.
Yeah, it's a serious crime. It's a felony for sure.
If they prove that he also sent the hoax letter, then that also becomes a serious issue because the FBI gets involved.
Now it's mail fraud, and he faces like 5 to 10 years
I don't know
for that.
But I do know that that really ups the ante on that.
Serious crime. But I wouldn't worry as much about him on the street as this guy in at UC Berkeley yesterday who walked up and punched somebody in the face because he was a Trump supporter. I worry more about that guy than I do Jussie Smollett.
Do you think the fact that that guy punched the other guy, that all the people on the left are ready to punch people in the face? No.
No.
And the people that put that on Twitter, no one rational is saying that. No one rational is saying that.
No, but it makes a nice story, though.
This team mentality, us against them, it's terrible.
Tim, if you're taking requests for guests from listeners like you did with Jacob Nieter, can I put in a request for literally anyone who will change the subject? Thanks. That's from Kevin's brother. His name is Jack.
Yeah, great.
And then his last name is Demoff. Sure, no problem. Here is a Price is Right contestant spinning the wheel in the Showcase Showdown.
All right. Hit the wheel, Plaza.
Welcome to the Showcase Showdown. Let's see what you do. Who do you want to say hi to?
My dead husband who's in my purse.
I couldn't understand it.
Carrying her
dead husband who's in my
ashes
purse.
In her purse.
Nice.
Are they allowed to?
Are they allowed to what?
I mean,
carry ashes?
Like
sure.
It's going to be in like a metal tin, right?
I don't know if there's
go through security.
Anything legal about what you have to carry the ashes in?
Not a lot of people just, I mean, we did it with my brother who was cremated. We have his ashes in an urn, but then we took a little bit of the ashes and put them like a little locket type thing.
I just never heard of people.
So you can carry that around. Yeah,
carrying around ashes of people. I just never knew that was a thing.
I didn't really either, but I guess I can understand it.
Maybe it's just on The Price is Right.
There's probably some other place.
She probably thought she was on Let's Make a Deal, and they asked for a bobby pin and some ashes, and just in case that was one of the questions.
Yeah.
Nice, Iggy.
You got a bobby pin also, and you got ashes of your husband? I got it. 1,000.
From the audio vault, it's time for the cuts of the week.
Cuts of the week. Cut.
One.
I have a dream that all of us can put aside our petty political differences and stand together as Americans on common ground, unified in the love of this country and the belief that everyone is the same. We can do it. Vote Jim Hayes.
Cut two.
Remember Proud Joe? He, for like a month straight, he was going to go to the day games. If they won, he was going to wear a beret and go in the locker room and ask questions, and I kept losing.
It was a red beret, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, what a tool.
No!
No,
he wasn't.
Guess I got to get my phone out and make sure that I'm not missing any texts.
Producer Joe is a good person.
No, he's not.
Cut
three.
He won't do it?
There's no real reason for me to tweet out a picture of myself as a kid. There's no real reason for that.
Then make up the lie. A lot of people have been asking me about this.
Yeah. One guy.
You are such a selfless guy. You didn't want to put that out. But since you've been asked, then it's okay.
Well, there's people who want to see you as a kid, so.
One guy. No one wants to see a picture of me as a kid except a gentleman who calls himself the Hills Have Thighs.
What? Hold the phone, though. I'm glad.
And you think I'm wrong to be a little reluctant to go through with this?
You just show me that picture, and I think people would love it.
Cut.
I'll leave it at the four.
He make a play on you in the hot tub?
I think he thought that he may have. We did a few bumps, and I think he thought.
What does that mean?
What?
What does that mean exactly?
Rube. Yeah, we did a little coke. And, you know, and then.
What do you mean good for you? It's illegal narcotic.
I didn't say good for you.
No, Plowsy did.
I think after we did a few lines of coke, he thought that I would sleep with him. He said, come on, I got a big bed. And I said, you know,
I got a big bed? That's what he said to you?
Cut.
Five.
The Fonfon bowling team, and you never scheduled a game for them?
Yeah, I think we went to one, two. No, it was in Fairview High, so it wasn't that long of a drive.
Were they on scholarship or anything?
They's on scholarship.
No, they didn't. Fonfon didn't give out bowling scholarships.
Did you destroy a program?
Pretty much, yeah. They've disbanded the bowling program after that.
Well, why not? There's no games.
I felt bad. I just didn't feel like driving to Iowa and Arkansas.
Well, gee, Chris, but there had to be plenty of colleges right around here you could have played.
Why did you accept the position then if you weren't prepared to actually do the job?
They just kept paying me.
Cut.
Six. I will go to practice this morning. I'll do that. Chit-chat with some of the steel-slippered skaters.
If you don't mind, can you share with us, the listening audience, what your line of questioning will be?
You guys have won 10 straight, Grinder. Who's big for you? That sort of thing.
It almost never changes.
No, it really doesn't. And then they like that question because they can really run with it. They can take it whatever direction they'd like. Hey, Stacker, you think you'll face a lot of rubber tonight? Then I'll laugh like that. And then they'll say, hey, this guy knows puck.
Cut.
Seven.
Yeah, we used to sit up on the second floor and watch the old Italian guys play bocce.
Some say bocce, some say bocce. Which is it?
Yeah, it's probably bocce, but I never say anything right.
Have you ever played that yourself?
I have, down in Hedo.
Doug, the game was started in hedonism, kind of like upstate New York with baseball.
You're playing naked bocce?
Yeah, and it's kind of hard in the sand. You're just kind of like throwing it as hard as you can to get one bounce.
Yeah, it doesn't roll very well, does it?
Yeah.
Huh, they play lawn darts down there at Hedo also?
No, that'd be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Get caught in a shrub.
I guess it could be.
Ring toss.
End scene.
It's kind of an abrupt ending there.
Right there.
Didn't get the ending.
That was really long.
We have to redo the ending because...
Well, it's too late now. It only runs one time.
Mm. You didn't get around to fixing the ending?
Mm. Well, we have an ending, but we don't have a sponsor anymore, so I have to redo an ending without the sponsor.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't somebody want to sponsor the Cuts of the Week, Jack?
You would think so.
Yeah.
Well, one of us could just come on and say, and that is the Cuts of the Week.
You just did. Thank you.
Okay.
Is that let me ask you, is that content... I mean, technically, if you're replaying content that wasn't very good in the first place, but you record it and then edit it together, is that content?
I guess it covered some time.
Right.
It filled 3-4 minutes.
Then good there. Job. Then good you job.
Know. Doug, do you follow Holly Saunders on Instagram?
I don't.
She is the she's a golf reporter. Iggy, is this correct for Fox?
Yeah, she doesn't.
And
get
NFL sideline.
She doesn't get a lot of work on the golf.
I thought she was doing U.S. Open. After players would complete their run.
Yeah.
Wasn't she married to a radio talker?
Eric Casilius.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, that's kind of the people go, why do you guys choose sports talk radio? You know, I've had people, a lot of people have been asking me that.
It chooses you.
Yeah.
That was a big question at the Barrett Sports Media.
It's a darn calling.
And Eric Casilius married one of the most attractive women you're going to find in sports media, and that's because women are attracted to people who do sports talk radio.
Well, sure
that's
they
kind
are.
Of a proven formula. But for whatever reason, now she's going out with a head coach in the NFL, and it is Cliff Kingsbury, who was let go from Texas Tech and then became an NFL head coach in an odd trajectory. But for about 5 pictures, she just kept firing off pictures of herself in Arizona Cardinal. I guess I would call it garb. You use the term garb?
I don't use it a lot, but it's okay. I know what it is.
And one was with a hat and her midriff exposed, looking longingly past the camera. And then just a little later, she posted a picture of herself lying on the bed and good night with sweet dreams of your kings, kind of looking seductive.
Mean?
And then later on, shoe love is true love, # obsessed, Giuseppe Zanotti. Now, is he like their offensive coordinator?
I don't know what any of this is.
What are you talking? I look at it. I see a picture of her in sort of a bikini-type outfit, like she's looking off into the distance.
Let's see. For those of you worried about the future of sports broadcasting, now who is that? in journalism in general. However, don't be. It's been bought and sold so many times that Doritos now owns Fox, who broadcast the NFL, who are puppeteered by ESPN, the subsidiary of the company that put a bunch of racist birds in a kid's movie about an elephant. Now I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Saunders tripping Todd Gurley with a mic cable as he's streaking up the sideline seems about par for the course. Then again, maybe there's no sinister plot here after all. Perhaps she just genuinely likes the Cardinals, but as a wise man once said, bull s a hole. No one likes the tuna here.
Now, what are
did
we
I just
talking
read?
Of?
Does anybody know what I just read?
Did she write that or what?
No, Coleman Bentley wrote it.
Okay. Who's that?
Well, now it makes sense. Why are we talking about this?
This was the first link Pete sent me this morning.
I thought there was something going on. There's nothing going on.
What kind of link is that, Pete? What kind of link? Man.
Third string producer.
Oh no.
You just called Pete the third string producer?
No, a texter did.
Oh.
I said he's the lead producer.
Well, you know who's the lead tax guy in town? That's Mark Milton.
But you don't want to go any further with this article?
Well, I don't know where to go. I don't know who Coleman Bentley is.
Nothing happened.
Sondered. I don't even know
do
her.
Library, Doug.
Nothing happened. Except she's looking off into the distance.
She got divorced from a sportscaster and is now dating an NFL coach, and she's posting pictures, and Coleman Bentley doesn't like it? That's kind of the story?
It's a gist.
Okay. All right. Now Mark Milton wouldn't like it either if you did your taxes wrong. That's why he is right here to take care of you with any kind of tax problems you might have, whether you're just an individual, maybe you own a small business. He can take care of any and all tax issues that could come up. He does have a website. I'll give that now. STLTaxLawyer.com. The STL stands for St. Louis. The tax lawyer indicates the line of work he's in, and the .com is what you have to do to play on the Internet. His name is Milton. His name is Mark Milton. He started his legal career with the Department of Justice Tax Division in Washington, D.C., where he represented the IRS in tax cases throughout the country and even received, yes, the DOJ's Outstanding Trial Attorney Award. Any kind of problem you might have, anything at all, if you're getting threatening letters from the IRS, if you're dreading the upcoming tax deadline this year and you don't know what to do, give him a call. His name is Mark Milton. I'll give that website one more time. STLTaxLawyer.com. It has to do with the city he's in and the business that he's in. And you'll be saying, I'm with Milty, therefore I'm not guilty. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on adverts.
We're a week removed from our spring training coverage. Ravensburg Incorporated was the sponsor of the spring training fun and games. Since 1958, Ravensburg Incorporated has provided institutions throughout the Midwest and South with movable wall systems, laboratory casework, athletic equipment, and customized commercial cabinets. The Ravensburg Company is a family-owned business that's grown and is now in its third generation. A consistent focus on quality work and rapid turnarounds on quotes set us apart from the competition. Our project teams provide design, budgeting, union installation, and maintenance services to clients. Amron, Barnes Jewish Hospitals, and Washington University are just a few organizations that we have developed long-term relationships with. In addition to our commercial offerings, Ravensburg can also help with all your household construction needs, from a simple drywall repair to a customized deck. The company headquarters is located in St. Louis with satellite offices in Oxford, Mississippi, and Bloomington, Illinois. More information can be found at Ravensburg.com. That's www.ravensburg.com, or call 314-968-4020. That's 314-968-4020, Ravensburg Incorporated. You know, we've said it a few times here on the program when we listen to Francesa and he's screaming about something that I don't know if there's too much that could get us at this point worked up about, if you just want to ISO it in on sports, and that our theory is it's kind of theater to get people to pay attention and then you make more money. But I have to tell you something. And the Cat and Doug, I don't know if you read this, but this actually legitimately bothered me yesterday. And I'm curious your reaction to it. Ben Fredrickson wrote about it. And it's in Baseball Prospectus. Do you know where I'm going with this, either one of you?
No. I saw him tweet something about it.
Yeah, I saw his tweet, and I went to read his piece on STLtoday.com, and it's in Baseball Prospectus, and this is what they wrote. The Cardinals' decision to move Dexter Fowler to right field during the winter of 2017-2018 was fraught with risk. Fowler's weaknesses as a center fielder, a lack of confidence in charging ground ball hits, a weak arm, could only be exacerbated by that change. Asking him to learn new angles and still cover an outfield spot didn't reduce the risk of injury to his lanky, sometimes fragile frame the way a transition to first base might have. Most importantly, however, the move set a clear message to Fowler 1 year into a 5 year that he was being demoted and deprioritized. He also lost his place at the top of the batting order, forcing him to alter his approach to the plate. He tried to do so. He failed. Then, amid a painful season with a player with a sterling reputation for clubhouse citizenship, Cardinals president John Mozeliak piled on, wielding harsh and implicitly racist remarks about Fowler's effort and focus. I got to tell you something. That is, and before you guys give your reaction, I would imagine you're probably in the same mindset as I am. First off, I recall discussing this. I don't really recall that part of it ever being discussed. And then secondarily, to allege that against someone who, when asked about Dexter Fowler, and I can specifically remember, and I would imagine he's said it elsewhere if he said it in this audience, at Joe Strauss, the golf tournament, the post-tournament dinner, Mozeliak was kind enough to come and answer questions. And he was asked about signing Dexter Fowler, and this was before the 2018 season, which was obviously a very bad one, as bad as it gets offensively in the game for Dexter Fowler, how he looked at the roster, and he said this team could use some diversity. Now, we're not just going to put players on the roster just for the sake of it, but he thought that that was something that, that could be a positive for the franchise. And to, I mean, I'm telling you, to throw around that, that it was implicitly racist. I mean, that was an interview with Dan McLaughlin. What was racist about that? That pissed me off. You know, it'd be one thing if I'm like, yeah, I'm around Mozeliak, and he likes to throw like little jokes around, you know, and you're kind of like, this guy might have a thing going on. But either way, it wouldn't be my, you know, responsibility to be like outing people. But to call this implicitly racist, that's a serious charge. And it when I read that legitimately pissed me off.
So the thing that strikes me is we live in a politically charged society where everyone sees something from their own perspective. This was in Baseball Prospectus?
Yes.
Okay. Baseball, I could see if someone wanted to weigh in, they're part of some magazine that focuses on politics or thing from the perspective of the left. This is in Baseball Prospectus. So on that level, it's wrong. And then, of course, what they actually said is wrong. And if I were John Mozeliak, and I didn't know that, that's unbelievable. I'd be furious if I were John Mozeliak. I would be absolutely furious. I know John. He's nothing like that. Nothing. And to put that, your own opinion into something and say it was implicit is mind-blowing.
That's where we are in the media right now with much of the media. They want desperately to find racism. And if a player's not playing well and a general manager criticizes him for it, then, oh, my God, he's a racist too. It's nuts. It's absolute craziness. Do we have the exact quote that Mozeliak said that this guy takes exception to?
No, that was not included.
I even forget what he was saying, that he just what his criticism of Fowler was.
Right. No, I know what you're saying, and I recall it, but I can paraphrase it, but I don't. Considering, you know, the I don't want to call it sensitivity around it, but that's what we're focused on. I wouldn't want to misrepresent with an inaccurate paraphrasing of it. But it was something about, you know, I can't recall. It's putting me on the spot.
As I recall, it had to do with the appearance of not maximum effort. Right.
Right. That's correct. That's exactly right. As far as a paraphrase,
the appearance of not giving maximum effort, if I recall correctly.
I recall people criticizing Pujols at times for not running out of pop fly or
Molina.
Not running
also.
Out of double play. Is that racist because the guy didn't run and you mentioned something about it?
Mike Leake always hustled.
I mean, I don't even think Dexter Fowler would, who was obviously unhappy with Mike Matheny, would even go down that road. But I think in the cat, and tell me if I'm wrong, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I have a sense that Mozeliak and Fowler have a really good relationship, especially considering that it's been a debacle considering what took place last year with that contract.
Yeah,
I mean, they're like, I think Dan McLaughlin tweeted out like his scoops thing with Derek Gould yesterday, and it's like a shot of Dexter and Mazalek, you know, I think hugging behind the batting cage and smiling at each other, you know, and I can tell you, and you'll hear it. Well, actually, this is where I double clicked and missed the final minute of the interview with Fowler, but I mean, he's raving about how happy he is with Mike Schilt as manager and how happy he is as a Cardinal and the communication. And, you know, I just listen, was some of what Fowler caught from a portion of the Cardinal fan base racist? 100%. But was what John Mazalek said about Dexter Fowler, did it even have a tinge of racism? I mean, listen, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but just in general, to just like you're just reading along about baseball and projections for the 2019 season, all of a sudden you label someone as implicitly racist. On top of that, someone, now I realize Baseball Prospectus is not aware, but the Mazalek's been on the record talking about how, you know, he felt like there was a lack of diversity and that he liked the idea of bringing a prominent African-American player to St. Louis. Again, not the reason they signed him, because if anything, this is something I'm sure they're not on the record about. They were more interested in Adam Eaton, I believe, a white ball player. But either way, God, what a grotesque thing to just throw around.
I think
pisses me off. And this is coming from somebody who sees a lot of racial crap going on more often than I think is the median in St. Louis. But man, that's just bad news.
I can't remember.
Brent Fredrickson was right to address that. I had no idea about it.
I didn't see it. Thank you for doing that. I'll go back and look at it. I thank you for bringing it up. I can't remember when I interviewed Mo, because I did ask him about Fowler. I think he said that he considers him a friend. Like, they have a personal relationship that goes beyond club executive and player. I think he used that term. So, I mean, to me, that's way out of bounds. And wrong.
Yeah, I mean, just to throw that around, holy crap. I mean, for real, when I'm reading it, I'm like, I wonder what Ben's banty about. And I'm reading them along, okay, so what? I figured it was going to be they were projecting Dexter Fowler to be like the worst player in the National League again. I'd be like, well, I mean, if that's what they think and that's what their numbers tell them, then so be it. And then I read along and I'm like, John Mazalek's implicitly racist. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I asked Dexter, I don't know if you asked him this, but I asked Dexter about his relationship with Cardinal fans, because – you know, there have been some issues, there's no question. And I think he said something like, you see a lot of that on social media, doesn't mean that all Cardinal fans, but he described his relationship with Cardinal fans, which I thought was interesting, as a work in progress, which, yeah, I think is a good way to put it.
Well, I don't know who isn't pulling for Dexter Fowler. We all want him to do well.
Sure, because it benefits the team.
Yeah, everybody wants him to play well. In my case, I think Jose Martinez has earned the job more than Dexter Fowler in right field. Doesn't mean I hate Dexter Fowler.
Why do you hate Tyler O'Neill, though?
I don't hate Tyler O'Neill. I don't. But if we're to the point where you just can't ever offer a criticism of a non-white player without being racist, then it's just we've taken this over the edge. Everything, yeah, nowadays is race. Everything is race. When did we get to this? Didn't used to be like this. I mean, you got to go back half a century since it was this bad.
And you know what else? Dexter is a really nice guy.
I mean, yes, he couldn't be nicer.
Wanting to root for him for the team, but also as a person. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
We will have the Hot Shots email today coming up in a matter of moments here. And it's kind of fun because the champagne is chilling in Carlos Spicy Wiener's locker room. And we might see him spray it on other people's chests here. Coming up before 10 o'clock. But first, if you're getting in trouble with the law, especially this weekend, it's never fun, but you might as well have the best criminal defense lawyer in St. Louis proper on your side, the JMH Law Firm, specializing in criminal defense. So Joe Harbath and the JMH Law Firm, they help you with any sort of legal issue that may arise, whether it's speeding or murder, Doug, felonies or misdemeanors, traffic tickets, DWI, or drug possession. They also handle personal injury cases. Give Joe Harbath and the JMH Law Firm a call at 314-827-6222 or visit them online at needalawyerstl.com. You just never really expect when you're doing a live read to see murder brought up in the midst of the copy.
But
it is out there.
And don't write a check. Didn't we learn that today, too?
That's correct.
Okay.
These are things that we're learning on the show. Doug, Ryan Kelly is somebody that you'd be happy to do business with. I know that.
Sure. I'm kind of in the market to buy a new house, always looking for a good deal. I think all of us would probably like to move up if we can. Well, Ryan Kelly can show you how to do that. Home purchases are still hot. Houses, well, they're still moving pretty fast, so it's never been more important to make sure that you are working with a strong mortgage lender. Get pre-approved today at a little website that I'll give now, and that website is TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Nice. Nice.
When the home loan expert pre-approves a borrower, he goes through their credit with them to make sure they're aware of everything that's there. And if he can catch somebody all, say, 30 to 60 days before they make a home purchase, he might be able to get their credit score up by 20 to 30 points. That'd help. He can do very little and help you out that way. You get a much better rate and better terms. So if you need a mortgage, get one with the best. Or if you're refinancing your current mortgage, Ryan Kelly specializes in that as well. Here's his website again in case you missed
it. What is it?
The Ryan Kelly website is TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Thank you, Ryan Kelly. Thanks a bunch, Ryan Mortgage.
Jameson just said, get on with it, Doug.
I think that's what he was saying.
Anna Marie does a fine job of keeping him away from, we call it the South Florida dais, because there's two daises on this show. There's the dais you guys are at. It's a great dais.
I don't know where you're sitting. This is just a table where we're at.
Feels like and a dais.
Then I'm in the South Florida dais. Well, here it is. I mean, the champagne is chilling. There's a lot of people that think Carlos Spicy Wiener is going to be running out in the field celebrating back-to-back months. But Gangster Pete has let me know that just like Jordan wearing the 4-5, guess who came back today? Timmy Tom Tom.
See, this is where I can't enjoy it. This is where I get so wrapped up and nervous about it.
Right.
Look here at Pete. He's nervous. No, he's loose.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Hot Shots email today. Doug, is there anybody you want to hear from first, or you just want me to go right to Dale Dauber?
Just go right to old Dale. I don't want his Dauber to be down.
In honor of Iggy burning all of his 2019 vacation hours in the first 50 days of the year, a ballad. What do gaping stepdads dream of when they... I read this story to Jameson, but it's about trucks. Mm. It's never about gaping stepdads, unless this is the second version.
I don't know.
But I know this pacing. What is it? What do...
Be careful, Tim. You don't have to read if it's fine.
I'm just trying to get the pacing right. What do gaping stepdads dream of when they take a stepdad snooze? Do they dream of mauling Twinks or Doug Vaughn in his khaki suit? Don't you worry, your striped hog. We're going to get you back to Doug. And now the pacing's off.
All right.
We're going to get you back to Doug in his cozy little dungeon. And then we're going to bang our best friend Doug.
Okay, that's enough.
What in the hell?
Dale Dauber has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the logule. The Hot Shots leather-bound logule, that's right. 2 days' time will be his sentence. And his sentence shall be
It's interesting
because
his
two.
Email name says Dale Dauber, but he signed it as Dale Dadhole. I wonder which one is his real name.
I don't know. You got a real name
president
on that?
Is Shaft Whispering?
He should be outed.
Tim, I admire the way you ran with that football, even though there were some tough yards in there.
Well, I enjoyed the pacing. It reminded me of reading a book to my son. But I'm telling you, what I read is about where do trucks sleep at night. This seemed like it was a different theme.
The garage, isn't that an easy answer?
Yeah, you know, that would be a hell of a lot simpler task if it were just simply the garage. But there's a potpourri of options for these trucks to sleep.
Okay.
A Grim Creeper, in honor of all the hard work you've been doing over the past couple weeks, I have created a new character in the mold of Superman. Iggy Man, you know, faster than a speeding bullet. Iggy Man. Bastard with a receding mullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to creep mall buildings in a singles town. Look up in the sky, it's a turd with a cane. It's Iggy Man. Yes, it's Iggy Man, strange creature from another planet who came to Earth with sunflowers and disabilities far beyond those of mortal men. Iggy Man, who can change the course of any radio discussion, bend Mansteel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Ken Strode, mild-mannered producer for a great metropolitan radio station, fights a never-ending battle for lying, stealing, the American way. And now, another exciting sode in the adventures of Iggy Man. That comes from Cherry Poppins.
Cherry Poppins. She's new.
That wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't. Cherry Poppins, I think, was a porn star back in the 70s.
Iggy, I thought you had fallen asleep. I'm glad you were up.
I was resting.
Let's see. Hi, Tim. I have listened to the TMA. I've never heard it called it that. I like that. To the TMA.
Okay.
Smoking the drugs. Hi, Tim. I have listened to the TMA periodically over the years, but over the last year, I've become more regular listener because of your TMA podcasts. I truly find TMA to be entertaining based upon the complete absurdity of the show. Speaking of absurdity, TMA reminds me of Green Acres. Doug has reprised the role of Oliver Wendell Douglas as he daily questions whether he is sacrificing his dignity by participating on the show. Mm-hmm. At the end, Doug realizes he has to make sacrifices to pay for his son's college tuition. Mm-hmm. Jim Hayes nimbly combines the role of Mr. Haney and Mr. Kimball with his nonsensical dialogue, which drives Doug and Iggy crazy. Tim, I want to commend you for your sense of social justice by the way you deploy people living on the margins of society on your show. Specifically, Mike Lee, Larry Nickel, and Iggy all are contributing to society. Our alma mater, SLU, must be very proud of you. That's Kevin from the western suburbs of Chicago.
Kevin from the western suburbs of Chicago.
And Doug now coming back like Jordan. Timmy Tom Tom.
Okay. I'm
starting to hyperventilate.
So I haven't been able to listen to the show for a bit now, but I was able to check in today, and I am happy to report that things are exactly where I left them. We began with Plowboy finishing up his master's thesis in contradiction with, nah, I'm not going to take shots at Ozuna during spring training, but it is a long spring training, so I'm sure I'll take shots at him. Which set the stage for Iggy with, so you guys talking about golfing at PGA National? Cool, because I want to talk about Hito. So have I ever told you about the new Twister game that the gelatinous putty people of the Midwest used to play down there at the Jamaican bacteria factory in between shoveling pans full of three-day-old buffet line jerk chicken into their mouth holes and having disturbingly sweaty and mechanically challenged sex in public spaces? No, I haven't? Well, it was something to see, believe it or not. Even I found that game a bit disturbing, but in keeping with my complete lack of understanding of the desires of others. I thought I'd share it with you all anyway. Speaking of no self-awareness, you know how I don't get mad at the fan page. Well, some jackass on the fan page really pissed me off by saying that I've been mooching vacation. That's just not true. I challenge any of you to look me directly in the eyes and with a straight face name the last time someone paid for me to go on vacation without, of course, mentioning that that time 3 weeks ago when a brain-injured dirt mover flew me to Vegas in first class, paid for my meals, and treated me like a kept lady while I recorded hours worth of 19-year-old runaways giggling in their underwear under the guise of journalism. You just can't do it, can you? Anyway, lately I've had this growing resentment toward Pete for getting paid more than me for doing, you know, work and stuff. And if you don't mind, I'd like to yell at him. Pete, get in here. Do what I say, Pete, and spend the next 15 minutes defending yourself against the fan page basement people who think you ruined their lives by not paying them $100 for their stupid effing t-shirt ideas. I'm going to go smoke. Thanks. That's Timmy Tom Tom. Doug, it's hard not to appreciate his greatness.
Timmy Tom Tom, with no explanation where he's been, except that he's been away.
He's been
away. You know what?
Plowhawk, do you really think he's been away, or do you think you kind of ran him off?
I think he's maybe nice enough to give Carlos, you know, his time in the sun, because when Timmy Tom Tom was around, Carlos was always the bridesmaid, you know, and I think maybe he's letting
kind
him.
Of Mickelson.
That was fantastic email.
No rust. Him, I saw no rust. No rust.
Yeah, he still has it. It's fun to see a guy come out of retirement and still have it. And now for the win. Sorry I caused things to get off track early with my pending nuptials. Couples apparently wanting to sleep with us, new dude dance suggestions, and confirmation of both John and Doug's invite to my wedding. Doug, just let me know which of the following songs you want for the father-son groomsman dance. Butterfly Kisses by Bob Carlyle,
no.
Just the Two of Us by Bill Withers, or no. Mbop by Hanson.
I guess that last one.
Okay, you're going to go with Hanson.
Pretty good.
Anyway, I'm glad we moved on to revisiting double occupancy versus single occupancy rooms, along with the Merlot-guzzling golf savant slash amateur man-on-man makeout aficionado Iggy could have shacked up with for free, essentially turning the first working quarter of 2019 into a sabbatical for himself. Luckily, Ken can't go since he'll have other responsibilities at the next TMA Live other than handing out a bag from Kohl's containing a smorgasbord of T-shirts. The Canadian Goose Whisperer also must tend to his flock. Never mind that the species isn't even indigenous to an area this far south toward the equator. Finally, I was glad Swope saved the patent lawyers some work on the discovery process this morning regarding Pete's T-shirt empire. So now we can focus on more pressing matters, you know, tracking down Strode's own interview that he somehow lost to Pam Grier from his favorite lesbian drama. Jesus, that's Carlos Spicy Wiener, and Doug, now all I have is what you got.
Oh, this is very, very tough. Timmy Tom was great, and you get a little pop, I think, by coming back. Yeah. But I got to go with Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Yeah, welcome back, Timmy Tom, but you finished in second place in my voting. Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Carlos Spicy Wiener is spraying champagne on his chest. He has won back-to-back months, and he fought off a resurgent Timmy Tom in order to do it. Boy, this month of March is going to be fun.
Who did you have?
I would have gone Timmy Tom. And I see there were a bunch of Jacob Nieder wrote in, Stephen Dogtown / Wildwood wrote in, Craig the CPA wrote in, Timmy Walters. I didn't get to them all. Who knows? Maybe they would have won, but it doesn't matter. Carlos Spicy Wiener, for the record books, has won January and February. Congratulations. What a fun way to start off a year in which he's getting married, too. Isn't that fun?
Just delightful, yeah. He can eat some way. Maybe he can gain 100 pounds. He's already put on at least 70.
Time for us to shut it down. Frank's up next with a real radio program. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for Gangster Pete, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McCurdy. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Zelle. Whenever you're sending money through an app or online, it's important to do it safely. Here are a few helpful tips. First, always make sure you know and trust the person you're sending money to. Second, confirm you have entered their contact details correctly. And finally, if you don't trust the person or your recipient is rushing you to send money right away, think twice before sending money through an app or online.